For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Republican-led Missouri House has voted to make it harder to amend the state constitution. Lawmakers yesterday advanced a proposal to require a two-thirds majority vote to change the constitution. Currently, constitutional amendments are adopted if approved by at least 51% of voters. Republican lawmakers say it's too easy to change the state constitution. Missouri voters in recent years have adopted a number of policies supported by Democrats despite electing primarily Republican candidates. For example, voters in 2020 increased the number of low-income adults eligible for Medicaid health care. Republicans generally oppose Medicaid expansion. The owners of a former reform school in southwest Missouri are facing more than 100 charges alleging they abused girls at the facility. Boyd and Stephanie Householder, who operated the Circle of Hope Girls Ranch in Cedar County, were charged Tuesday. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says the charges involve 16 former residents. Boyd Householder faces 80 charges, including statutory rape and statutory sodomy. His wife has been charged with 22 counts, mostly involving abuse or neglect of a child. They both pleaded not guilty during an arraignment yesterday afternoon. The home outside Humansville was closed shortly after state investigators removed about 24 girls in August. The loss of smell and taste is one of the telltale symptoms of COVID-19, and for some patients, it never returns. As Shayla Farzon reports, a team of researchers at Washington University are testing an experimental treatment.
Elizabeth Tesson keeps a list of the smells that she misses.
The beach, fresh laundry, suntan lotion, and chlorine.
The St. Louis County resident lost her sense of smell and taste in October after she had a mild case of COVID-19. She's now enrolled in a clinical trial at WashU to test whether it's possible to train the brain how to smell again. As part of the 12-week study, patients sniff certain essential oils twice a day, like peppermint and lemon, possibly regenerating pathways in the brain. It's only been a few weeks, but Tesson says she's been seeing small signs of improvement.
Maybe, I don't know, in the coming weeks when we're cooking dinner, I can actually smell something.
For now, she says, she's feeling hopeful. I'm Shayla Farzon.
A complaint has been filed against a Missouri lawmaker for describing COVID-19 as the, quote, Chinese virus. Kansas City Democratic Representative Emily Weber filed the complaint against Branson Republican Representative Brian Seitz with House Human Resources yesterday. Seitz didn't immediately return an Associated Press request for comment yesterday. Weber says the term stigmatizes and denigrates people who look like her. Weber was born in South Korea. She was adopted and raised in Kansas. Seitz is one of several Missouri lawmakers who have described the coronavirus as Chinese. Former President Donald Trump often called COVID-19 the, quote, China virus. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.